So here you are. And my question to you, so to kick off a sermon, right? The caveat after the song, now past the sermon. How have you changed since you became a Christian? I'm asking you about before and after. What were you like? And how have you changed since you became a Christian? How is your identity different? What about your identity is different since you became a Christian? Okay? So the people who knew you then, what would they say about the person you are now? And what about you now is different from who you were in just the last season of your life? So you could say, I used to be so-and-so and I was to breaking men's neck, but now I am following Jesus and I no longer break the neck, right? You can do that, right? But you could also say, well, here I am and you know what? Last week I had a challenge and God met me and I'll tell you where I stand today, okay? So before and after, but how are you changing still in the stream? You going through it? I'm going through it. And it's two steps forward, three steps forward, one step back. Some days three steps forward, and I've solidified the game, you know, yahoo. And other days it's, I'm really going to, whoa, back step, right? You know what it's like. You're Christians, or you want to find out what Christians are like. So here you are. What is your commitment to being a disciple of Jesus Christ? You have to ask yourself that. It's an important question, right? A promise that you have made that you cannot keep without God's help. I am now going to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Good luck with that, right? If the Holy Spirit doesn't dwell in you, living a life that honors God is an impossibility. Jesus said you must be born of water, yes, and of the Spirit. Okay, the person led by the Spirit is like a leaf on the wind. People don't understand if it's coming or it's going. Where does wind come from? Nobody knows. Are you led by the Spirit of God as a disciple of Jesus Christ? Because that's what a Christian is. You have to be that. So, no matter what sort of oath you have made, right, if oaths are even a thing, do you remember we talked about that last week, oaths? Last week we heard Jesus say in Matthew chapter 5, don't take an oath. Let what you say be simply yes and no. I'll take your word for it, okay? So what have you said yes to when you say yes to Jesus? Do your eyes roll to the right or to the left when you ponder that? People who pin out liars, they know whether people are looking to something they don't know or something they're trying to recall that they've got filed away. Did you know that? There's tells. People thought differently about oaths before Jesus taught them to be different. They were making pledges. They were saying, oh, I pledge by the gold on the altar of the, you know. And Paul thought differently about being a faithful person, you know, a follower of God, before Jesus changed his life. Do you understand about the Damascus Road experience? Paul was killing Christians, and Jesus said, hey, you mess with them, you mess with me, stop it. And Paul said, oh, I didn't know, and he changed. Paul meets people in Acts, in chapter 21 and 22, he meets people who are religiously committed to God's law and who have met with Jesus. So not just like Jews and Christians and they paint them like, oh, the baddies and the goodies, right? There's people who love God, follow God, find out more truly about the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and who follow, but who come out of the old system and still follow that. This is the story that we're reading when you're in Acts chapter 21, 22, actually to the end of the book, really. And their reaction to how Jesus leads Paul is hostile. Am I right about that? When these Jewish believers find out that Paul in chapter 22 is speaking about Jesus, the risen Messiah, has gone to the Gentiles, not only the Jews, God treasured people, they're violent. They're hostile to it. We Jewish people just don't do it that way, Paul. Jesus is our Jewish Messiah, Paul. We Jewish people just don't do it that way. And there's the story as you come to Acts chapter 22. Remember in 21, in verse 10, Paul said, I'm sorry, the Jewish believers and followers of Jesus Christ in Jerusalem said to Paul in chapter 21, verse 10, "You see, brother," and they're talking to Paul, "you see, brother, how many thousands there are among the Jews of those who have believed? They're zealous for the law, and they've been told about you." Paul understands this zeal for the law, doesn't he? Do you remember Paul's testimony? In Acts chapter 22, right? Starting at verse 3, Paul says this. He says, and he puts out his hands and everybody's quiet. He says, "I'm a Jew, born in Tarsus in Cilicia, brought up in this city, here in Jerusalem. I'm a local boy. Educated at the feet of Gamaliel," which means like, I went to seminary. I went to the good school, right? "According to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God as all of you are this day." I get it. "I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering to prison both men and women, as the high priest and the whole council of elders can bear me witness. I chased down Christians and killed them when I believed that they were against God." Guys, I'm on the home team. I am a Jewish believer and a follower of Jesus Christ. Before I knew Jesus, I used to chase him down. "I received letters from the high priest to the brothers, and I journeyed toward Damascus to take those also who were there and to bring them in bonds to Jerusalem to be punished." Every testimony has a before and an after. After meeting Jesus on the Damascus Road, Paul is a different man. And then he continues in his testimony in Acts chapter 22, in verse 6. Look what he says. "As I was on my way to draw near to Damascus, about noon, a great light from heaven suddenly shone around me, and I fell to the ground. And I heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' And I answered, 'Who are you, Lord?'" I guess when a bright light knocks you to the ground, Lord seems like a good address. I guess Paul, he realizes, somebody's got the upper hand on me in this exchange. I yield. I give up. Before, I was walking down the street. Now, I'm laid low, crying out, "Who are you, Lord?" "Mister, sir." Yes, sir. He's bottomed out. And then God answers in verse 8 of chapter 22. And he says, I'm sorry. Yeah, he does. He says to me, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting when you chase after and kill these Christians." Verse 9, God continues. Now, Paul continues in verse 9. "Now, those who were with me saw the light, but did not understand the voice of the one who was speaking to me." Stop and drink that phrase in. It's important this morning. "Those who were with me saw the light, but did not understand the voice of the one who was speaking to me. And I said, 'What shall I do, Lord?' And the Lord said to me, 'Rise and go to Damascus, and there you will be told what is appointed for you to do.'" Not a roadmap. Not an explanation of the mission plan. Instructions to follow. You'll get more when you get there. This is the Bible's witness. This is Paul's testimony to a room full of people, or if they're not in a room, to a square full of people, you know, standing on the steps with his hands out. "Let me tell you the story. I used to be this, and now I'm that. And here's how it happened." Paul's testimony. And remember, I started with a question about you and your testimony and your walk with the Lord now. The scripture teaches about changed people who follow God and people who hear from God.